Welcome to Elle's Cottage, a haven of beauty and a celebration of the everyday. Make yourself a cuppa and let's enjoy a moment together. Hello, lovelies. Welcome back. It is so nice to have you here in the cottage with me today. Today we are drinking cherry blossom green tea, which is my new fave. I haven't had this tea for years and I love it so much. Not only is it slightly floral, but it's very fruity and refreshing and just super tasty. So that is the tea choice of the week. But our weather has also been very cozy. We had lots and lots of thunderstorms, and then lately it's given away to these beautiful, bright, sunshiny days. Just like today, we're finally getting some nice warm weather, almost a little bit summery warm. So we're getting very close to this kind of summer feeling, but still tempered a little bit. We're not quite in the oppressive heat of summer that we often will get here. So it's nice, it's exciting, it's beautiful, and I'm really happy that we've got all this fun weather. Also, the garden has enjoyed it very, very much. The entire woodland around us is now fully lush and rich with green leaves. The honeysuckle's still blooming everywhere. We've lost a lot of our spring flowers, but the irises did make a beautiful appearance. We had lavender ones in the front lawn, rosy-colored ones in the backyard, and we even had some white ones at the very top of the front lawn. We live down a steep slope, so these were at the very, very top. And in the rain, the white ones always look like wet handkerchiefs just flopping around. It is kind of sad. So they bloomed right before the rain hit, and so they just kind of look like these floppy little handkerchiefs laying on a plant out in the rain. They looked very despondent, but then the sun came out, they dried themselves off, and they looked very pretty again. So it was very funny. But our stream is definitely flowing again with all that rain, and it looks beautiful. It trickles on by. It's just absolutely lovely. And our little Cherry the chipmunk, yes, we name our little woodland creatures here, she was running around taking a rather large nut into her little home. So she ran into a little door of hers in the rocks in the front garden and actually peeked out of like a little window of another rock with it and kind of looked around and then disappeared again. So I wonder if she's taking it to some little kids that she might have. I don't know, but it would be very cute if she was taking it to her little babies. But speaking of babies, our little red house finches definitely have some little babies in their nest that's out in the porch fern. So these are absolutely adorable. I love watching Mama Bird feed the babies every morning. It seems to be about 9 o'clock, which kind of seems to be about the time that I'm feeding our dogs and getting everything ready for the morning. And I will start hearing all these babies just screaming outside the window. And I'll look out into the porch fern, and sure enough, Mama Bird's feeding them, and they're all crying for attention to be the first one to get food. So it's super cute. They're really, really precious. I thought I saw one fly for the first time the other day, but now I'm wondering if maybe they're too small and I saw one of the parents flying. I'm not sure, but it's been really, really fun to watch, and they are super, super cute. Speaking of cute, I also took our littlest dog, Emma, to Starbucks yesterday to get a little puppuccino while I read for a bit. She's our little service dog, so we were giving her some practice, and she did a great job. And Starbucks did too. They even came up and offered her some water to see if she needed anything. And so they were just super sweet and accommodating. But she was quite happy with her puppuccino, and that was what made her the happiest. So Emma had a lovely little time. As an update as to what I've been reading, I have finished 2 books since we last chatted. One is The Glass Gate by Hannah Sandvig that I was telling you about last week. I have loved this book. This book was like one of my top faves. It was so good. It was gorgeous. It was beautiful and fun. I could gush forever, so bear with me while I give you a tiny little review. I will try not to gush too much just in case you're not interested, but I loved this book. It was so good. So, if you missed it last time, The Glass Gate is a clean, cozy, romantic fantasy retelling of Cinderella. But this time, she's fake dating a fae prince while she builds a fashion design portfolio for college. And it's set in the world of Celtic fairy folklore, so Tir na n'Og. And there's also baby dragons involved. So, it's just perfect. The whole thing was just so much fun. It was enchanting. There was beautiful descriptions, lush world building, vibrant characters. They felt like family by the end. We had so many different settings and locations and the fashions. Since she's a fashion designer, we got to see so many different fairy fashions, and it was just, oh my gosh, I'm not a huge fashionista person, but I definitely was by the end of this book. I loved all of it. And everything was just full of magic and beauty, loveliness, imagination, coziness. It was so much fun. Also, highly appreciated the fact that this book was full of amazing representation. We had different cultures represented, different abilities. There was even a fairy that had a wheelchair. And as someone who has been in a wheelchair for a while, I highly appreciated this. Also, they had mental health representation and normalized taking medication for mental health, even in the fairy realm. But tiny spoiler, their mental health medication is in the form of tea. Guys, I could have screamed. I mean, it was so perfect. I loved this. So it was just amazing. I loved how Hannah just was so sensitive with the way that she handled everything, just making everything so full of acceptance and normalization. And just, it was beautiful and wonderful. And it was just such a fun book. I loved it, and I'm just absolutely thrilled I got to read this book. I cannot wait for the end of the series or the next book. I can't tell. I think the next book is going to wrap that series, but I'm not totally sure. Either way, Hannah Sandvig, highly recommend. Her next book comes out in January. It's called The Frost Gate. It's going to be a Snow White retelling. I can't wait. This whole series has my heart, so I had a blast with this. It was amazing. The next book was good, but honestly, it couldn't compare to the perfection of Hannah Sandvig's, in my personal opinion, but I did enjoy it. The next book I read was Married by Dusk by Brianne Wick. And this was a romantic fantasy novella about an arranged marriage between a light fae princess and a dark fae prince. So this was a little steamier than I usually read, but it was still fae to black, so you don't. There's no nothing explicit or nothing you, nothing is out there, but it was okay. It was a good book. It was fun. I felt that it was a little heavy on the instant attraction between the two. It was kind of a little bit fast for me, but then again, it was a novella, so I do understand that you've got a truncated time space in this. Overall, though, it was a fun book to enjoy. I am very new to the fae romance genre, so it was kind of nice to explore it some more in this book, and it was just a fun ride. It was definitely an epic fantasy. There was battles and lots of people died. But then there was also this really wonderful romance and a lot of this character growth and beautiful. I don't know, I really thought the character growth and the processing that they went through throughout all that they'd seen and experienced was really beautiful. So I enjoyed it. It was fun. But it wasn't it's the same as Hannah Sandvig's stories. Those are my favorites right now. So that is what I've been reading. I've been having lots of fun with it. What I've been listening to is Celtic music because of Hannah's Celtic mythology, or fairyology, I suppose. Stories. So I was really inspired by that. So I listened to a lot of Celtic music. And lately, I've been listening to a lot of classical music, especially songs that remind me of the Master and Commander soundtrack, because I've been getting into a little bit of a nautical mood. And Master and Commander is a book series and a movie that are all about the Royal Navy during the Age of Sail. They're beautiful. It is the peak of just nauticalness. I just love it. It's so much fun. So I've been listening to that and enjoying it immensely. But what's been bringing me joy, our official list of all the tiny things and big things that just have sparked some joy and happiness in life, has been very fun. So the first thing on my list is something that I'm currently wearing, and it is my crochet cardigan. I finally finished. If you guys have been with me, this has been like months of working on this crochet cardigan. It's my first time ever crocheting a clothing piece, and I was very excited, very daunted, and I finally finished. So I'm really, really happy. It took so much time and so much work, and I actually really enjoyed the process for the most part. There was a point at the end there where I never wanted to see a granny square ever again. I had like 6 granny squares left to do out of like 37, and I just couldn't finish. So I finally did though, guys. I finally did it. I love it. It is cozy. It is cute. It's way too big. I definitely see all my mistakes being a first timer, but it is adorable. It is a pastel granny square cardigan. So I've got some kind of dusty lavender going on. I've got a baby blue. There's kind of a minty green, and there's a couple different shades of pink, of course, and it is absolutely adorable. I've got some buttons on it. I've got some pink and blue buttons, so it has been really fun. I had a blast with it, and even though it's a there's a mistake, and I'm trying not to dwell on the fact that I could probably have sized this down by 2 sizes just because I used the wrong needle or crochet hook, I'm still really happy with this. I'm very proud of all the work I put into it. So thanks for following along on that. I know some of you have been checking up on the progress of this, so we finally made it, guys. And next up, I really want to do like a little bolero in a different pattern. The pattern I found for this next project doesn't actually have measurements for sizing, so I'm really daunted to start in case I go through months of work and then find out that it was the wrong size because it didn't have measurements. So I'm kind of worried about that, but I mean, I already enjoy this one and the sizing was off, so it'll be fine. But it has been really fun. I have loved crocheting. It has been such a soothing little pastime. I wish I would have picked this up sooner just because I haven't crocheted in a while. And I loved crocheting growing up. And I'm really glad I've been getting back into it this year because it is so much fun. In fact, one of my next favorite things that has been happening, my little things that have been bringing me joy, was one night when it was storming and it was so cozy and there was thunder and it was lightning, and Rosie, my dog, was cozied up with me and I had the candles going and I was crocheting and it was just the coziest moment. It was precious. So that was definitely one thing that I just thoroughly enjoyed. Also, speaking of candles, I got a new candle, which is one of those little things that just makes me so happy. And this one is some peony rose water and freesia candle, and it smells divine. So it is really light, floral, but fresh. It is absolutely delightful. This one's from Target, and it's a new favorite scent of mine. So I thoroughly enjoyed this. Another thing that brought me joy this week was I went out and treated myself to some new art supplies. So I went to a couple different stores, got myself some new art pens and markers, and then I went to my favorite boba tea place. I went to Society again. Yes, it is always my happy place, and yes, I try to go at least once a week. And so I went there and I did some art with my new art supplies, and it was so much fun. I followed an art prompt from my little kind of art class, art group, Mimo Chai Studio. This is run by Mimi Z Chow, and she is an amazing artist, and I love being a part of her artist community and taking her classes. So it was really fun just kind of sit and create some art. I drew these beautiful roses with my new art supplies. I had a beautiful picture to follow, and I kind of tried to recreate it in a loose, almost abstract style, which I don't often do. So it was a nice challenge. It was really refreshing, and it was just nice to do that while sipping some boba tea, and it was really, really fun. Next on my list of little things that have been bringing me joy is a little leaf bag I made. So this was actually a commission from one of you guys that asked me to make some leaf bags for her and some friends where they were going on a first trip to a Renaissance fair. So that was really exciting. I love Renaissance fairs, so it was really fun to create something for them. We'd never done this before, though. We've never made little leaf bags for like your cell phone, your wallet. So I designed one really quick. We did some research. She sent me some ideas that she'd seen online that she liked, and we kind of created something new. And she sent me some things that she wanted in it, like she wanted it to be crossbody, and we figured it out. It was really fun, but of course, I had to do a tester first, and I always tend to keep the testers, no matter how imperfect, unless it's a complete disaster of a tester. I tend to keep them so that I get a little something, and they're usually imperfect, so I don't have to give them to the customer. So it was perfect, it was nice, and I liked it. I liked getting myself a little leaf bag, so I had fun with that, and of course, it was really fun to then go and create the actual items for her and have a little selection of leaf bags to send them on their way to their first Renaissance fair. So that was a fun project. But for me, I'm using it. I didn't put the crossbody straps on it, so instead, it's my little pencil holder for all of my new art pens and markers and pencils. And I keep all my favorite art supplies in there now, so they're handy anytime I want to do some art really quick. So that has been really fun. And lastly, something I've been enjoying lately is dabbling with writing my Regency romance novel. To anybody new, you will probably not know this, but I have been working on a Regency romance novel since the pandemic. Actually, since well before the pandemic, since I was in college, I've had this daydream that I turned into a story. That started turning into a few chapters that I would write by hand with ink, like a fountain pen ink. And I would write them in this notebook, and they were just scribbles. And then during the pandemic, I needed an escape, and I decided I'm going to take this and turn it into an actual story. So I started writing this story, I created a novella. Which was really fun. And then we decided to take it from novella to novel. And I was super excited. And then I was terrified. And I just couldn't quite get past the idea of changing it so much and adding so much and all the work that was going to be. And honestly, I stopped writing it. And I would try to pick it up once in a while, but rarely did it more than a few days. Now, I'm really excited because I feel like it might be time to start edging back into it again and just kind of dabbling with it and just kind of working on it again because I love this book so much. And I love the theme, I love the meaning behind it, I love everything about it. And it has been so much fun to do in the past. And I think I'm kind of ready to start putting aside all that fear and trepidation and just do it. I've also had a lot of lovely people just kind of talking about writing and encouraging me in my writing lately. And it just kind of feels like everything's coming together to kind of give me that nudge to say, you really should just go finish that thing that you've really, really loved and are passionate about. So I have been just the last couple days edging back into this, and I have loved it so much. It has been really fun. It is a, like I said, it's a Regency romance. It's going to be clean. It's going to be pretty cozy. It's all about a girl in a lighthouse, and it's all very nautical, and it's set in Cornwall. If you want more details, I actually have some behind the writing desk episodes from way back when in my podcast archives. So you can scroll back and actually hear me talk exclusively about that book and about my children's book that I wrote, The Autumn Woodland Tea Party. So that's all in there if you want to go listen to more. But just an update, I have been picking that up again. It has been super, super fun. And I'm just excited because I've put my little dream aside for far too long and I'm finally picking it back up. So it makes me really happy. But that is it for the personal side of the podcast. On the shop side, I am working on a possible mini collection. Not sure if I'm going to pull it together, but I have daydreams. I have some daydreams. So I've got some little mini collections I might throw at you this summer. Also, it's about time for me to work on autumn and Christmas items, which is absolutely ridiculous, but they always sneak up on me. So this year, I think I'm just gonna start super early. So I might do a little tiny mini collection for you guys for the summer and then dive into our busy season already and get ready for it so it doesn't sneak up. So that's kind of the little behind the scenes update. But for our item feature of the week, we have our Snowdrop book sleeves, which are part of our Efflorescing Adventuress collection. And these are these beautiful book sleeves, and they're here to keep your books safe while you're out on your adventures. So they're made from floral cotton and a plush green fleece lining. And each sleeve has a hand cut and hand sewn applique on the front of which is a snowdrop flower. So snowdrops symbolize hope, and they remind me of the beautiful strength and resilience that these flowers have to bloom through the snow in the spring. So I hope it encourages you to hold fast to your hope and remember to be strong and resilient as you chase your own happily ever afters. So those are our snowdrop book sleeves. I hope you love them as much as I do. I actually got to keep one because we made a mistake with one and I have loved it. It has been perfect. I get to fit my notebook and a pencil, like my favorite pencil and my notebook fit in there just perfectly. And it's just, it has been my go-to. I just carry it around everywhere. So I love it. I hope you guys do too. And that is it. So if you guys are local, remember that we have items in Bree's Little Closet in Springfield, Missouri. I'm going to be giving them a complete refresh of all of our stuff in there this week. So if you're local, definitely come check them out soon because we're going to have a total overhaul of everything we've got in the shop. So it's going to be really fun. We're going to put some things in there that we can't fit online. Things like teapots and just different items that I can't sell online because I don't know how to ship them. So definitely come check it out if you're local. It'll be really, really fun. But otherwise, if you are not local, definitely check us out online because everything that I can have online is there. And everything else is, of course, available there. If you want to meet up on with us online, you can visit The Cottage on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube as Elle's Cottage. And our website is ellescottage.com. If you guys ever have any questions, suggestions, or things you'd like me to talk about for the podcast, or you want to see me put the leaf bags in the shop. I don't know if there's a demand for this beyond just the odd commission, but if you would like to see me put these in the shop or you would like one yourself, definitely send me an email. I would love to do that for you now that we have the patterns done, but it's ellscottageshop@gmail.com is our email. And that is it, lovelies. Thank you guys so, so much for chatting with me today. I hope you have a lovely week. And remember to always create a beautiful life. Bye.